It's a beautiful morning. That sounds good, Gary. Really nice. That's a good song. It's your chance to wake up and plan another brand new day. Either way, it's a beautiful morning. Rainbows and happy faces and beautiful days. That's what we bring you at Rosie on the House every single Saturday morning, answering your questions about home remodeling and home improvement. I'm going to mention it just real quick because I mentioned it last week. I'm going to mention it again. Folks, there are many of you that bought after 2009 that are sitting on mountains of equity in your home. Interest rates are at an all-time historic low. Please do yourself the favor of calling Galaxy Lending and seeing what a new refinance would do. And I'm not telling you to stretch the mortgage back out to another 30 years. At this interest rate being so low, if anything, move the maturity date forward, backwards, and get it paid off quicker. You'll thank me for that. This is a perfect opportunity to do that. Don't miss the opportunity. All right. I had to take a lot of questions this week. People were scared to death. I was pinged on my phone several times. I was called at the office. They hit me on the internet. Rosie, if we have to self-quarantine in our home and the weather turns hot and we all have to turn our air conditionings on, how do we know there's going to be enough electricity to get us through the event?
So real quick, when you were talking about home equity and everything.
Yeah.
So in Tuesday's meeting, my monthly business group, they talked about how Ford survived 28 crash as they pulled their entire line of credit out, so they had the cash to make it through. And just yesterday in the Wall Street Journal, Ford's tapping its line of credit. So that's how they affordably survived without having to get bailed out, whereas
no TARP money
someone
for Ford.
Else got bailed out. So it prompted the question, like, oh, is that something with our home equity that we should, well, interest rates are low, just as a cash reserve, because you could always just pay it back if you didn't want to sit on it.
That's right.
For that time. So
it's like Ecclesiastes says, there's a time for sowing and a time for reaping. You know that song, right, Gary?
Oh, the birds, yeah. Turn, turn, turn.
So just pulling out the line of credit and paying a small interest on it, it may be a financial strategy that works for, just depending on, you know, your individual situation.
And we sat on the topic of bidets for a long time in the last hour.
I like how you sat on that.
And you may be worried, with everyone staying home and turning on their air conditioner, will there be enough power to get your bidet seat to the temperature that you like? Listen, folks, for all of you that are staying home, means that there's not an office needing the same amount of power and air conditioning. There is no reason to rise your anxiety level up over the fact that we're not going to have enough electricity to make it through this. We are well prepared to handle this with APS, SRP, Unisource, TEP. That find something else to worry about. Or don't worry at all and use your creative energy to engage in some helpful task that'll bring us all through this. Because we're going to get through this.
My electric bill last month was $125. We were dancing in the house. You know, summertime, it can be over $500 with all the everything. So, you know, at the time of season, you know, Palo Verde right now, they've got 3-generation domes, and they only operate 2 in the summertime, because they always take one down for its maintenance. Every 18 months, the dome gets rebuilt re-energized and recharged.
It's running in idle right now.
Yeah. So
they don't even have their foot on the gas yet.
When summer comes and all 3 domes are operating at peak, you know, and I'm not putting this out as a challenge to anyone, but I don't. We couldn't consume enough to tap it out with, in conjunction with all the other power generation sites we have.
There you go. So, if y'all are contemplating a remodel, we can handle that for y'all. Everyone's taking the extra necessary precautions. If you'd like to mine the equity in your home and get something done, inside or outside, we're handling that. We've got plenty of projects we're wrapping up right now, and all of our Rosie certified partners are kind of being brought up to protocol. We've got a big change in schedules going on right now.
I have a little public service announcement I'd like to add.
Okay.
We heard from the Drowning Prevention Coalition of Arizona, kind of a sobering topic, and it's kind of early, you would think, to talk about pools and stuff. But Melissa just reached out to say, hey, you know what? When schedules change like this, when lifestyles change so much suddenly, that's when we see an increase of drowning. So just be careful if you're working at home and the kids are all home, you know, and you're not used to their biggest advice is to establish a schedule quickly, and that will help you to keep track of everybody.
Awesome. Everybody's spending more time at home. Let's take that
extra. Be careful with those little kiddos.
Let's take that extra level of precaution.
And how about this positive? How about the rain we've gotten?
Yeah, baby.
Man, the reservoirs are higher than they were last year by a lot. I just wish the fish would bite. But otherwise, we'll take the water.
Lakes are too big now.
Yeah, there's just so much more room for them to swim.
Yeah, I know.
94%.
The
94% capacity.
And in a recent survey on what homeowners want and need, 58% needed a home maintenance schedule. 64% needed a home inventory. 78% needed documents for resale. And 83% needed remodeling tracking. Well, that's what the Rosie on the House HomeZada app does, all of those and even more. And the hardest thing about the app is getting it set up because there's so many details about our home. Well, while everyone's home, and you can have your kids help because multiple devices can be logged into your home profile at one time, you can get this all done together so much faster.
Perfect time to do
it. And outlining the maintenance schedule for your home is so helpful and useful. It brings us that next level of living in our home. If we had to sell it today, could you do it? You know, this helps you live that way. And if you didn't ever need to sell it, you get more out of it because it's a well-maintained home, which sells better than one that's not. It's something we really enjoy. You can get started by going to rosieonthehouse.com, click login, and get started with your HomeZada profile and your home maintenance. We'll see y'all next Saturday. Between now and next week, rosieonthehouse.com.